What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio.
On WGR.
Sal's going to be a minute. Do you have a thought on s'mores? S'mores guy?
Not worth the trouble.
It is a lot of trouble.
Not worth the trouble.
It is. That's perfectly put.
Marshmallow gets all over everything. It's really sticky. Ruins clothing. Not
to mention that you have to start a fire.
Well, yeah. I mean, I miss starting the fire. I miss sitting around the fire. I love a good fire.
I'm happy to have the rest of my family be people who all love starting fires.
Yeah, that works for you.
That's beautiful.
If you don't like it, yeah. Yeah, getting the fire going on the beach, like back in the day, you know, yeah, we gotta fire it up. The s'mores, I don't know, not, there's never a big, I was the guy that like, sure, let me roast the marshmallows, ah, it's on fire, ah, it fell off the stick, oh, well, it's okay, I don't like marshmallows. That's me with marshmallow, don't need it.
Don't eat it. I couldn't put it any better.
I would gladly...
It's not worth the effort.
I like graham crackers. I like chocolate. I'd gladly eat graham crackers and chocolate. I don't need no marshmallow in there. I'm all right with all it.
Sal, the question you were fully expecting to start the conversation...
Will there be s'mores on your trip to Italy?
Do you like s'mores?
Actually, I don't. I'm not a marshmallow guy.
See, there's another one. Right. Solidarity.
Remember the time we had? I had a friend who called graham crackers the perfect food, and we did like a show on that. Wow. Is that when you said cucumbers were the perfect food? Is it the same day?
Maybe.
In that hotel in Toronto?
I don't even know. That sounds right.
All right.
Yeah.
Speaking of international traveling, here's Sal Capaccio with us. One day before his trip abroad. Very exciting. No real Bills news, I guess. But the number one topic of the offseason, I mean, arguably at least, has been James Cook, who somewhat surprisingly showed up for that end of minicamp to avoid fines. And we still didn't know exactly what to expect here, Sal, whether there would be a new contract or even a holdout or a hold-in. I suppose as we're now a little more than 2 weeks away, these are all still possibilities.
Yes, I agree with that. And I think when he went to the podium to talk during minicamp, it didn't really clarify anything about where things may stand with that. The only thing we know from that is, okay, this is good. He's here. He said, I like my money. He didn't want to be fined, obviously, but he also said that he thought it was part of his kind of responsibility, right, to be there, being a team leader, which I think was really good to hear. There's no doubt about that. I think the good grace is there. That's an olive branch, right? I think whether to the fans, the organization, his teammates, you know, to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if it really resolves the overall issue that's going on.
Well, I wonder, Sal, you know, we talked a little bit about this yesterday during our show, And, you know, him saying it as plainly as he did, and I mean, and I'm not dogging him for it. I like my money. That's why, mainly why I'm here. I like my money. You know, fine. I wouldn't want to get dinged $100,000 for missing 3 days where I'm not going to be asked to do a whole lot other than maybe sit here and ask these answer these questions. That's maybe the hardest thing he had to do the whole 3 days. but it also could have been from his end, like, look, I'm doing the thing you want me to do. Good faith on my end, and I wonder if, and I only say if, because I don't know this, it doesn't have to be a big ulterior motive, but he might have been hoping that could jumpstart things, and that's maybe the only avenue to there being any tension about it I see this summer, because otherwise I think he just shows up, and without a new contract, and just does what he did in the spring. But if he was hoping it was going to start something and now he feels a little burned by that, then maybe he could hold in. I expect him to be here, though. Do you?
I do, based on just him showing up and the things he said.
Right.
I don't know if I expect him to necessarily do everything right away. And it could be one of those, I'll hold in for one day or even hold out for one day, right? And then, you know, make a statement or something like that. Now, we also don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I mean, the other part of it that was super interesting to me was when he was asked by Sal Marinaro, I think it was, basically like about the number, $15 million, and why that's out there. And he kind of had no answer for that. He's like, it's just kind of just something I said. And I'm wondering, like, is there something going on behind the scenes where now you don't want to look like you're giving in too much if you do sign for something significantly less than that, right? I don't know. It's going to be really interesting to see how it plays out in a couple weeks, but I do think all options are still kind of, you know, all results here, scenarios are still on the table. Would any of us really be surprised if, maybe the most surprising thing might be if he actually showed up with a contract extension. Like, you know, the day they get there is, they signed James Cook to a contract extension. But I wouldn't completely rule it out. I think, you know, by him showing up, maybe he was told by the organization and his agent, hey, listen, if you really want this to happen, we need to see you here. We're not going to negotiate with you if you don't show up. Like, we need to see that, you know, you're serious about this and want to make things work, and we want to make things work.
To me, I'm not sure I want to say it's the likeliest outcome, that, but I'm sure I think it's more likely than you guys do.
Yeah, I'm more like Sal, where I would agree. I think it's the least likely scenario.
A couple of my thoughts on this, Sal, are, one, I don't know if he'll ever see that money from yesterday. We had a topic about him. And we used Mike Clay's projections for Cook's stats, which were 1,260 yards and 12 rushing touchdowns, like another banger. And like, if he happened to walk after that season, would he get $15 million then? I don't know. I mean, he's a touchdown god, maybe, but that's even weird thinking about where we were last year on him. So I just kind of think it works for everybody to get him signed to like a 3-year thing for less than that, because I don't know if he would even get that kind of money after a great year if he left.
I agree with that. I mean, that's still talking top, at that time, maybe by next year, top five money running backs in the NFL. So he might not get that anywhere. I don't know if it's necessarily that, though. The Bills may just feel like, you know, they're not even coming close to that or approaching that, and he wants to max out his value. That could very well be the case. I mean, what do we have? War, right? Wins above replacement. And let's just say it's not wins above replacement. That's part of it. Let's take those numbers, 1,200 and something Mike Clay had.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say it's not James Cook and it's Ray Davis. How much different are the numbers, really? And like, I think that's got to be part of the equation the Bills think, too, which is, look, like, we have our entire offensive line back and their backups. It's very good. We have Josh Allen. Yes, he's a really good player. But if we don't have him and we go to the next guy, who's Ray Davis, how much different does that really look? And I think that's a real interesting question.
Yeah, I think the only thing that I mentioned this yesterday when we were talking about this, so I'll repeat it now to you. I think the only thing I would say, not the only thing, the first thing that would jump to my mind is, can Ray Davis run away from people? And a year ago, I would have told you, I'm not really sure James Cook can do that. But last year, there was another gear there, or the circumstances just fell right. However it worked, he ran away from some DBs last year. And that's to his credit. I think I've heard even McDermott say something about, you know, work he did in specific on footwork, speed work, whatever. Good for him. I don't know if Ray Davis can run away from a safety or a cornerback in the open field. But, you know, that what is that, three carries a year where that happens? Like, the rest of it, like, I would guess if you fed Ray Davis the volume James Cook had last year, it'd be 1,000 yards and 8 touchdowns. I think it just it's going to be you're going to live with it for sure.
And you have Ty Johnson still, who we know is a really, Josh Allen called him the best third down back in the league. You know, part of this is, too, the usage of, you know, the Bills don't use James Cook a lot on third downs for, right, you know, the reasons that they have Ty Johnson, who's very good at it, and they catch the ball, even though James Cook, a couple years ago, I think he is a good receiving back out of the backfield, but we also know that, you know, he's not the best pass blocker.
Right.
And he's not going to be on the field in those situations. So I think the Bills take all of that into account and say, like, we can still be a really good offense without James Cook. Yes, we are better with James Cook. I don't think anybody would doubt that. And I'm sure that Brandon Bean, this is part of the issue I have with, like, this whole conversation sometimes with fans, and the way people frame it is, you know, what do the Bills, maybe wanting to sign James Cook, like the word wanting to. The Bills want to sign James Cook. Like, I'm convinced of that. I just don't think they want to sign him for the money he wants because of the value they place on him based on all these things we're talking about.
And as you started by saying, you know, referring to his press conference, who knows how serious he is about whatever the – I mean, he's serious enough that he doesn't have a new deal yet, which would imply that he's looking for a real number.
Yeah, I think the thing that to me is the most in the way why I feel so much aligned with you, Sal, on it being maybe the least likely of outcomes is that he shows up and gets that contract extension is precisely how they use him. Like, I just don't think they're going to want to extend themselves to a place where a guy would have to play 70% or so of the snaps in order to make them feel like they're getting out of it what they need to get out of it. It worked too well with everybody in the roles they were in last year. So it's not like they should have a sign in the yard for, you know, spare running back wanted. Like, they're all set, and it really worked. They ran it great. They passed it well enough. It all worked. So why would I want to pay this guy money that I'm eventually going to regret at some point or another, probably, even if it's only 3 years, and it's going to be a problem on my salary cap, other than just making him happy, which that's not nothing, but it certainly shouldn't be at the front of the line of reasons I do something. I just don't see a way to him getting paid, and that sort of gets you to the question Mike asked about what the market looks like if he has another year like we just described. Does somebody, the cap's going up, does somebody, I would guess some bad team, the drought Bills, would go out and sign a $15 million a year, less than 50% of the time running back because his stats look good and our fans will love it.
Yeah, that's right. I agree with that. I was thinking the same thing as you were saying it. Like, if that happens, someone's paying them, right? It might not be the smart thing to do, but some team's going to be like, oh no, we're doing this because it's going to give juice to our fan base. And, you know, he's a name, he's a, you know, hot player in the league. So that would happen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Other reason why I think it's less likely about the contract is just Brandon Bean's own words back at the owners' meetings when he said, basically, like next year, like he referred to next year. It's almost like they're kind of resigned to, look, we just can't make it happen. We're not going to do it. We'll revisit it. We'll see what our contract, our cap looks like. They paid all these other guys. He said, you know, we pivoted these other guys and we realized it wasn't going to happen. So the only way that it kind of can happen to me is if James Cook's side goes, okay, well, guess what? Like we kind of overplayed our hand, so we're going to come way down. And then maybe Brandon Bean goes, okay, well, we can do that. But I think it was almost already him telling everybody, hey, you know, it's just not going to work this year, and he's still under contract, and we'll see where it goes. On top of the fact that the way that they have treated the running back position since Brandon Bean has been the general manager, and let's be honest, it's basically worked, right? They haven't really invested. I mean, James Cook's a second-round pick, and you could say it's a really good asset, and that's fine. They haven't invested a first-round pick, and they haven't gone out and spent big money on a free agent, and they haven't signed anybody to a second contract. And even though Zach Moss didn't really work out in a Bills uniform, it was, we just draft these guys, and then we kind of use them up, and then they go somewhere else, and then we draft the next one to do it. And it's Devin Singletary, and then it was Zach Moss, and then they traded him for an asset, and now it's Dennis James Cook, and then it's Ray Davis. It's just kind of what they do, guys.
Yeah. What kind of read, if any, Sal, would you have on how it could or would impact the team overall if Cook – and this is not to imply that he'll be sitting in a corner pouting or being sad or, you know, I don't know, making duct taped jail cell doors like Joe Cribbs did in front of his locker.
Ooh,
or something.
What a pull.
But, like, guys are rooting for one another. They'd want, you know, Terrell Bernard got paid, Greg Rousseau got paid, Christian Benford got paid. Am I leaving out? I'm sorry if I'm skipping somebody. Khalil Shakir got paid, and James Cook is, oh, well, you're running back, sorry. You know, that's tough, but at the same time, everyone in there is trying to, you know, do good, win the Super Bowl. Their careers all matter to them too, and they probably need James Cook pulling his weight to get where they want to go. So, like, I wonder just how that dynamic might work in the Bills locker room.
You know, it's interesting. I get the sense that where this team is now, the people they have there in the locker room, the leaders especially, I don't know if it would really matter, and they would still say, hey, we want James to get his money, and guess what? We understand, and they would support James Cook while still doing their job. I don't think anybody would be sour on him, and I don't think it would impact his relationship. Now, maybe younger players, when they were starting this whole thing, if this happened a few years ago, and I'm not even sure of this, maybe they may feel different. But I think that these guys, this group, has been, the core group here, has been in this league long enough now to kind of understand how this works. And they also love James Cook. So I think that they would still understand from both sides why this is happening and just say, but it's our job to go out there and play. And it's almost like we have to do it. What if he got hurt, right? If somebody isn't playing because they're hurt, we still have to do the same thing. And they would kind of just treat it like that.
But if you accused him of not investing enough in the running back position, would Brandon Bean take offense? This time he might have to. He might actually have to agree and concede the point. With Sal Capaccio, so that it continues to be something to talk about. And who knows, maybe by the time we get to training camp in 2 weeks, it'll all be settled. Cornerback will not be. What happens at starting corner across from Benford? That you've talked about it a lot, I know, Sal, but that'll be a really interesting one to monitor through camp.
I think it's the number one battle. I think it's really the only true starting position that's available on this team right now. Like, I mean, if you want to say safety and Cole Bishop, well, that's just up to Cole Bishop. If he's healthy, he's a starting safety. I don't think there's any question in my mind about it. I mean, I could be wrong about that, but I just don't think there's a question there. You want to talk about who the fifth wide receiver is, that's fine, or what the pecking order of wide receiver is, that's fine, too. But we know who the guys are. We know who the main guys are. That's not the case at cornerback number two. I think Tre'Davious White is the guy that starts off taking the reps when they show up on July 23rd. And I think Max Harrison is going to have every opportunity to show what he can do by the time they get to the end of preseason, have every single chance to win that job, but you have to win it away from Tre'Davious White. And I know you could say it anyway, right? I guess what I'm saying is it's Tre'Davious White's job to lose, but to me it's really more Max Harrison's job to win is the way it comes down to me. That's the way I look at it. So, yeah, I do think it's interesting. Look, I think corner overall, guys, secondary actually is really interesting because if I'm doing a projected 53, and I'm doing this the other day, looking at it going, man, like someone's not making it. And I don't know who that is. I think DeMar Hamlin is iffy, but I think even on top of that, I'm talking corner. Is Dane Jackson a lock? No. Like, are they going to cut Dorian Strong, this kid that they just drafted? What, you know, was it, what, sixth-round pick, I think, Dorian Strong? You could. Yep. You don't want to lose him to waivers. You're not obviously, Jordan Hancock's going to be on the team. I think Jamarcus Ingram and Dane Jackson, to me, as I look right now just at the roster, are they fighting for one spot? That could very well be something we're talking about. I just think that position is really interesting.
Setting up for a possible Tre'Davious White revenge game in week one.
Yeah, I guess right. You're right.
I
think Tre'Davious, watching him in OTAs and minicamp, like, no, I'm not telling you I think he looked like Tre'Davious White of 2019, but I just think that, you know, he was energetic, he knew what he was doing, and he didn't look out of place. And I think that's the start right there with him.
Yeah. I like that you got to behind there, too, and Cole Bishop, because I agree with you on that front, too. I think Bishop, it would stun me if he's not the opening day starter, if it were something other than an injury. And that spot, I think, is interesting. I heard Nate and Joe this morning for a few minutes while I was heading to a very early tea time talking about the stability you would want behind whoever, like if Harrison is going to be that corner, and as a rookie, and you're just going to throw him in, right? He wins the job. You're still going to want as much insurance, something you can feel is as bankable as it can get back there, maybe. You know, you can leave Benford on his own. He's Christian Benford. He knows what he's doing here. And sure, there's times we're probably going to want to give him help, but you know what I'm getting to here. Like the kid on the other side, if it ends up being him, heck, if it even ends up being Tre'Davious White that wins the job, you might want to be shading help on that side more, and that's where Bishop really comes in, like that you know, or Taylor Rapp. But Taylor Rapp's really not the cover guy anyway. It feels like that's going to be Bishop, and that's going to be a key cog, I think, this year.
Yeah, and I think that Cole Bishop, when they used him last year, they showed they want to use him in the box a little bit. You know, he's a physical player. He gives them a little more ability to do a little bit more on down in, down out, and any down and distance situation. They can play with him back there. So I think that he just offers a little more versatility than what they've had and what they want, and gives them an ability to kind of match up a little bit better, right? I mean, think about when he was drafted and how he covered Dalton Kincaid in college, and Dalton's like, yeah, like he admitted that like he had the better of me in college. And, you know, not a lot of people did necessarily. Dalton Kincaid was a really good college player, but in practice, you know, this kid was very good at what he did. So I think matchup specific, Cole Bishop becomes really important as well. It's an interesting spot because, like, I think they normally keep four safeties on the roster. You could go to a fifth, there's no doubt, but then you're probably taking someone from the corner spot. Like, I think this year it's probably you could go six corners, four safeties. I could see that happening. Now, I'm not even counting Brandon Codrington. Brandon Codrington is a corner. This is a really fascinating one to me because, like, a lot of Bills fans, and maybe you guys too, I don't know, are not where I am on what the team feels about him and his spot. Like, I think Brandon Codrington is on this team unless somebody really shows that they can take the return job away. Because it's not going to be Khalil Shakir. They just gave him $58 million. He's your number one receiver. Like, he's break glass in case of emergency, like in the playoffs, have a guy you can trust guy back there. That's for sure. But, like, Brandon Codrington factors in here because he's a corner, but he's also, like, your number one punt returner. And that is a really super-duper important job for the Buffalo Bills in the way to do this. So what do the numbers look like? Right. To me, it's Taylor Rapp, Cole Bishop. I think Derek Forrest has a job in this team because he's a special teams guy that they really like that they could put in there. And Cam Lewis, they love Cam Lewis. Like, Brandon Bean said last year, Cam Lewis, and I believe him, like, he made reference to Cam Lewis would be a starter at corner, at nickel corner, on almost any other team in this league. That's how much they love him.
Plus, Codrington does both. Like, you have punts and kickoffs in one player.
Chenault does not return punts. He doesn't have one single punt return to his credit. So if somebody out there was thinking just now, oh, but Sal, they signed Chenault, he's going to replace Codrington, he doesn't return punts.
And by the way, while we have Sal, I think of this often, but I don't think I've ever said it. I heard it said how a kickoff return is like a running play and a punt return is like a receiving play. And I wondered if you've ever heard that or thought about that. I get it in terms of the kickoff return. The guy gets the ball, and he's got time to line up blocks and try to, you know, figure out holes and angles, where the punt returner, it's kind of like catch it and look out. They're on you pretty quick.
Yeah, I haven't heard the second part about that as much, but I think more and more, and especially with the new rules, certainly, you know, a kick return is like a running play for sure. And, you know, with the new rules, the Bills are going to use two kick returners. And I don't think Laviska Shenault really factors in here unless you got to keep this guy. He's unbelievable at kick returns. But they're going to use two kick returners. They're going to have a main punt returner. And you're right, Bulldog, he does both. So you're using the guy for both things. And then your other guy can be a Ty Johnson. It can be a Ray Davis. They can be the second kick returner there. But I think it all factors in the numbers-wise. And that's how you start to get to, well, who's the odd guy or odd guys out in this situation?
Right. I'm saying that definitively about Chenault. For all I know, he's fielding punt after punt out of a jugs machine since he signed here, but he has zero punt returns in his NFL career so far. So I'm saying he can't do it. Really, what I should be saying is he hasn't done it. If that changes because he's reading the tea leaves here and sees the landscape, like, I need to add this in order to make sure I get a spot, then, you know, maybe they give that a try in the summer. I don't know, but he just has not done that in the NFL yet.
Good luck. That might be hard to pick up.
Yeah, I would think. By the way,
what's that?
I don't think he did in college.
Okay, right.
Colorado.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Very good. Sal, enjoy your time away, and we will see you in a couple of weeks.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks a lot.
That's our dude Sal Capaccio on the Wester Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet, Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Looks like Chelsea is through.
Yeah, I turned. Yeah, they were
2-0.
2-0. Nil is what the soccer people say.
They beat the Fluminazis.
Fluminense.
One of those. It sounded what I wanted until it came out, and then it wasn't what I wanted at all.
Yeah, no, that
I didn't want that. I mean, no harm toward anybody.
That can happen.
Especially that club, anybody associated with it. We need a break. I do. I know that. 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Sometimes I walk into an emotional moment that I know I'm walking into an emotional moment, and it becomes a really emotional moment, and it may be viewed as conflict. It's really just passion for the game.
You know, I understand that we won the game and we want to be happy that we win the game, but at the same time, when things aren't good enough, I'm not going to act like they were.
So this is Cincinnati Bengals coach Zach Taylor and then Joe Burrow. In an exchange from, what do we got? Is this Quarterback on Netflix?
Season 2. Yeah, they finally got around to it.
Wasn't Allen supposed to be in it?
I think before last year, there was some reporting that he was going to do it, and then it didn't come off.
Okay.
And I think they had trouble finding, that's why one of the reasons Cousins is in it again, is because I think they had trouble finding people who wanted to open the doors that much.
Okay, so what have we got? We've got Burrow saying, basically criticizing
It's the
team
end, yeah.
to his coach yeah, the way after
the,
a win.
The thing is presented, they show, I saw a clip on Twitter earlier. I've not watched this yet on Netflix. I will. I enjoyed the first year of it with Mahomes and Cousins and
Mariota.
Thank you. But yeah, it's like the end of a game and near the end of a Tennessee game. They're up 37-27 maybe, mm-hmm. but there's a false start, flag, and Burrow's at the line is sort of exasperated. And then the way it's edited, he's on the bench then, sort of really hot about it. And Zach Taylor's over there going, "Dude, we won the game. It's fine." And he's just like, "No, it's like it's a you know what show." So I don't know. I guess people are going to look at that and go, like, they like Joe Burrow a little bit more today because he's so competitive. They're winning by 10, and he's mad that guys are false starting because it's, you know, bad habits.
We do love that, don't we?
I think we do, generally, yeah.
Teammates don't.
Yeah. Not always, right. Especially if they're the one being, like, singled out. But so, yeah, this show, you know – watch at your own risk. I could not stand Kirk Cousins for almost my entire adult life. I watched season one of it and came away like, I kind of like Kirk Cousins. The trophy room in the house was still kind of weird. So I think I'm okay still, sort of not. But he came off great in that show. Just getting absolutely clobbered all the time and just getting up and just, I don't know. I found a level of appreciation for him. You should have for anybody that's competing at that level. They go through a lot. Anyway, the show's really good is all I'm saying. Mahomes was a monster in that first series, the first season.
A good monster?
Yes. Like the workout stuff during the season even was pretty impressive. I mean, you know, grain of salts need to be applied to all of this because it's, you know, in some way manufactured to, you know, these guys aren't going to do things that are going to make them look bad usually.
Nope, right.
In these kinds of shows. They are basically PR arms. So, you know, you can take that from it too if you need to. But I enjoyed it overall.
There's another clip today of Burrow and Steve Spagnuolo after the Bengals-Chiefs game, I think in week two. And Spagnuolo calls him, "Other than our guy, you're the best."
Bulletin board. I bet he says that to Allen.
Does he say it to everyone?
In regular season games, too. I bet he does. But when Allen scores the touchdown last year to ice that game and they're all walking off, if they come together, I'll bet other than our guy, you're the best.
He doesn't have to say you're the best. He can say a lot of other things, you know, yeah. that are very complimentary. Is it unreasonable to think Burrow is the second best? It's not crazy.
I don't think it's crazy, and Spagnuolo would probably have – I mean, Burrow beat him in a playoff game. I mean, it took an overtime interception to, you know, make it all happen for sure, but still, they you know, Burrow got them in KC in an AFC title game.
I think
– Right? I'm not remembering that wrong. They won right? Yeah.
Yep. Almost twice.
Right. The second time was very close, too, but KC got it. Yeah. So
I could see – I'm sorry.
No, I just want to say you would – I think I would expect a coach to elevate a guy that got him in that spot. Like, I have a different level of respect for Burrow than some guy that talks on the radio in Buffalo does. Like, I would expect that.
I could see a coach putting Allen and Lamar Jackson, maybe quintessentially Lamar Jackson, into a different category where – You can the cheat code point. Like you can wreck my defense because I can do everything right on a play and still lose to you because you can take off and mm-hmm. sort of cheat the game almost. It's not cheating the game, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
And I could see a coach respecting a Burrow type more because they don't have that and they can still beat you.
Can't rely on it. Right.
They can't just beat you by Is this a respectable point? I don't know. I could look at that either way. I mean, the fact that Allen can do what he does physically is, I mean, amazing. And
so much of his value is predicated
so much
on
of
that.
His value and so hard to stop. But it's not like you could draw it up perfectly and have it executed perfectly as a defensive coordinator and as a defense and lose. And if that happens to Spagnuolo against Cincinnati without Burrow taking off on him, I could see him thinking that that's superior, that that's harder for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's really maybe harder to stop the Bills or the Ravens, but this is a different kind of challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't just, you know, make plays that I have to throw my hands up.
Like, right.
There's nobody who could do this job right now that would do better than I'm doing it, because there's just no way to stop that.
Yeah.
And Cincinnati's different like that.
Yeah, it depends on how old school a guy would be about it, right? Like, if you think, you know, you can beat me in a traditional sense.
Yeah, right.
You know, hat tip. Whereas, you know, somebody who just, I mean, there's a reason we call it a cheat code. We know they're not cheating, but it seems like, you know, you can do so many things that are exactly right, but like, you're just going to stiff arm this 260-pound edge guy and drift over here, and as he's falling out of bounds, throw a 30-yard strike right on the sideline to somebody. I mean, what am I drawing up to stop that?
Right.
There isn't a thing you can do. Whereas, you know, if Burrow is beating you, he's beating you by 3 and 5 and 7-step drops. And sure, he moves around a little, but it's not. I mean, holy cow. Like, as he gets older, I wonder just how much worse that'll get, because he's had injuries already. Like, I just wonder how much his mobility will suffer in the back half of his career, because it's already not great to begin with. But yeah, I think I could see a coach feeling like that deserves, sort of like, I don't know, it's not the same point, but I'm thinking of Rex Ryan and how you always used to say, and that one time he like scolded me because I said the Patriots, what, just went up and down the field on you or something. Like, oh, they threw it. Like, oh, okay. It's not the same point, but I could see Spagnuolo respecting Burrow more because he's not as gifted.
Athletically.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I'm just going to tell you right now, Alan definitely knows that Spagnuolo told him, other than our guy. He got 100 text messages from friends who've watched that thing already.
Oh, man. If Alan is the way I think he is, he'd be like, just leave me alone. Right? Why do you think I would care about this? To what extent do you think, who knows, right? But we would not know. To what extent do you think he would care about that? I mean, he knows what Spagnuolo has said to him. He lives in a world where everybody is bending over backwards to pay each other compliments.
Right.
You know, publicly, that's more private, but it's also, there's mics and cameras everywhere. So, you know, coach would know that that could be picked up.
Sure.
You know, Alan might think it an eye roll.
Because I'll bet he's probably been told the exact same thing by the exact same guy.
Maybe. I'm really not worried about it, guys.
Right.
You know? Doesn't that happen to you? Like, sometimes people will tell me, oh, did you hear what they said? This was said about you or something? I'm like, no, I don't care. Like, just, I really don't care. It's possible that I would care, but there are times when that's happened and it would be something where if you knew me at all, you would know that I just do not care about this. I don't know that I have a specific example in mind, but I know that that's happened to me.
Yeah.
Like, how could you think I would care about this?
Yeah.
It happens within my family.
Yeah, exactly. The example that's coming to mind for me, you remember the newspaper? Whenever there would be anything, it didn't happen a lot, that we or I got written about, period, let alone, you know, positive or negative. But if there was something negative in the paper, like one little line in a column, my mom would think, like, I'm in trouble. Like, is everything okay at work?
Like, yeah, she doesn't know work loves it when that happens.
Right, like, I'm good. What? The thing, oh, I don't know, Ma. Yeah, no, I'm fine, really. It's no big deal.
You're really supposed to think that it's all good. And I guess, you know, you can. Lines are open, 803-0550. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm still, you know, enjoying these projections from Mike Clay. Got him up, looking at him right now. Went to a few different teams.
All right.
Wondered what he had in mind for Saquon Barkley this year.
I was just wishing the song would have played a little longer. Sorry, I don't mean to be criticizing the production of the show. This is a great, right? I'm not on a road trip, but that's like the top. That's my number one road trip.
Allman Brothers.
Yeah, Jessica.
Jessica.
Yep.
Is that song playing in Field of Dreams?
Yes.
When
they are, when he gets James Earl Jones to come with him from Boston, there's the shot of the... I think there's a China Grove moment too, but I think there's a very high shot of the microbus on the highway while Jessica is playing. I think, but maybe that's China Grove, because there's a prominent road trip part, and that's a great road trip jam too. That riff at the beginning is just so good. So now I'm not sure, but yes, they're both in Field of Dreams, both of them.
The part I'm thinking of is when they pick up young Moonlight Graham hitchhiking.
Okay.
I'm not sure that lines up though.
Yeah, I can't remember the song in that, if there's a song even in that scene, it doesn't stand out to me.
Did you know that Moonlight Graham was real?
A real person? Yes.
Does everybody know that?
It wasn't just made up for the movie.
Right. One major league game, played the field, didn't bat, that kind of thing. I don't know if he, what is the story in the movie?
That is it. He went in the field as a replacement and was slated to come up later in the game, but something happened. I don't remember if the game got rained out and he got sent down. And that was it.
Please tell me there's a game log for this.
He was there. I think that's the story. He went in as a defensive sub, so he's in the game, but he never got a chance to bat because something. I think the game got ended early. I think is what happened.
Oh yeah.
If I remember the story.
11-1. Now we're going back even farther because that was the 20s football. Now we're in 1905.
Holy moly!
There is a box score for this game, June 29th. 1905. Wow. How do you feel about living in a world where you can just find out everything? Last night, I've got family in town.
Honestly, not great.
No. I sort of feel the same. Anything, you know, we're reacquainting with relatives and everybody's just chatting. anything that comes up that you don't know, you just check it.
Yep.
Oh, here. Moonlight Graham, 1905. Christy Mathewson pitched. Any, not even sports only, of course. Just like anything, right. Any sort of fact. There was a period last night of over a few minutes where I thought about it, that this just kept happening, that somebody would try to remember something and couldn't or didn't know. We have a globe, and my sister-in-law was excited about the globe. She saw it, and I reached up and brought it down, set it on the table, and she and I were like looking closely at our globe. And, you know, it was kind of interesting. I really had not done this in a long time. It was all dusty. But we get the globe out. And then any question about any country or any, just like, oh, 5 seconds later, here's your answer.
Yeah. I say no, I don't love it because I think information isn't necessarily knowledge at all. Part of the reason I doubt myself on just certain things that come up, like, oh, I think this, oh, now I'm not sure, is because you can look it up so quickly that it's a little bit like the baseball's on all the time, so I don't have to watch it ever because there's always another one on. I don't need to remember anything because I can just click and find it. And whereas, like, I want to fix the something on the washing machine or the air conditioning on my truck. I'm going to find a YouTube video. I'm going to watch it and I'm going to find my model of vehicle. Okay, this is what it said. Okay, that makes sense. I go buy the product at the AutoZone store, come home, do it. The next time it happens, I haven't memorized that YouTube video. If I didn't have YouTube and someone, my dad, taught me how to do this, I'm going to remember it because I'm going to need this for the rest of my life whenever my AC gets wonky in the truck. But I can go to YouTube and watch the guy again. Here's what you want to do. Watch out for this one nut, whatever. And okay, got it. And like, there's more complicated things you can do this with. But none of that is committed to memory for me. It's all so disposable that I dispose of it as soon as I'm done with the task. I haven't gained any knowledge. I did a job. Good, man. I got some grease on my fingers. Aren't I cute, honey? I'm not going to remember how to do it 2 years from now when it happens again. I got to look it up again.
Are you saying that I couldn't put that riding mower back together without watching a movie about it? Is that what this is meant to say?
Probably.
Another personal attack.
We're all different, but that's how I am. I don't retain... You take in so much that there's so there's nowhere to keep it all. I think so. Information is not knowledge.
That's
I don't think.
Really well said. It's a great thing to know things, and it's a great thing to like use your mind.
Yeah.
Last night we were playing Hearts, and I have played a lot of Hearts, and you know when I was playing a lot, Buffalo Blizzard guys, road trips, playing for you know small change, I could remember every card in the deck. So. You know, I'm a lot of fun, right? Just like, I how many spades, ace and king of spades, everything. And who was short, different suits, everything. Like, that, when I was younger and playing a lot, like, I could do that. And so last night, my brother-in-law likes to play Hearts. This is what we do. So we were playing, and I was like, again, I was cognizant of, like, okay, we're going to do this now. See if I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, it was only three of us. It was a little bit of a different game. But... To see if I could do it. It felt good.
Yeah.
It felt like I was really like thinking and as opposed to just, I don't know, do you even realize it? You just sort of, everything you said. If I want to know something, I'll just go look.
Right.
And that's not thinking.
That is, it's super convenient and is extremely helpful a lot of the time, but I am not walking away from it. I'm getting the task done, hopefully properly, successfully, good. But I haven't really expanded my knowledge base. I know how to do the thing, but I'm going to need to watch it again, probably, in order to do the thing again. And I don't know, that's not really learning. That's just implementing what you watched.
I'm going to look up some more 1905 New York Giants box scores, and I probably will not remember any of it, which may be good. You know, people have birthdays. You don't even need to know that anymore. It's right here.
Right.
Whose birthday is it today? Oh, okay, great. I did not remember that, but there it is.
Thank God for that. Right.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, back after sports here on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.